The Last of the Mohicans by Fenimore Cooper. James Fenimore Cooper, born in New Jersey on September 15, 1789, was a hot-headed controversialist of Quaker descent who, after a restless youth partly spent at sea, became the earliest conspicuous American novelist. Apart from fiction, Cooper's principal subject was American naval history. Though he made many enemies and lived in turmoil, the novelist had a strain of nobility in his character that is reflected throughout his formal but manly narratives. Love interest rarely rises in his stories beyond a mechanical sentimentality. It is the descriptions of adventure that attract. Nowhere are Fenimore Cooper's vivid powers of description more apparent than in The Last of the Mohicans, the second in order of the Leatherstocking Tales. In the first of the series, The Pioneers, the Leatherstocking is represented as already past the prime of life, and is gradually being driven out of his beloved forests by the axe and the smoke of the white settler. The Last of the Mohicans takes the reader back before this period, to a time when the red man was in his vigor and was a power to be reckoned with in the east of America. The third of the famous tales is The Prairie, in which Cooper's picturesque hero is laid in his grave. Despite this, the author resuscitates him in two remaining volumes, The Pathfinder and The Deerslayer. Of these five novels, and as a matter of fact of all Cooper's works, The Last of the Mohicans is regarded as the masterpiece. In it are to be found all the author's virtues and few of his faults. It is certainly the most popular, having been translated into several languages. It was first published in 1826. Cooper died at Cooperstown, the family locality, on September 14, 1851. 1. Betrayed by the Redskin. It was the third year of the war between France and England in North America. At Fort Edward, where General Webb lay with 5,000 men, the startling news had just been received that the French general, Montcalm, was moving up the Champlain Lake with an army.